A small cabin on property now owned by Virginia Tech was once home to people who were enslaved, and until recently, so was the memory of their experience. That is, until Baltimore writer Carrie Mosley Hobbs confirmed the names of people all over the country whose ancestors had lived there. One of their descendants is Sequithia Jones. She was recorded recently on site by the VT History Project.
I felt like my ancestors were reaching out to me in spirit, like, you found us. We found out we go back seven generations and where that came from, and I feel blessed to know that I know my history.
The former slave cabin is now officially called the Fraction Family House at Solitude. More than 200 people were enslaved there for more than 200 years, including members of Jones's family, whose last name was Fraction.
I always felt a void, you know, still felt like a longing, and I feel that void is filled a little. We were lost and never found.
The Virginia Tech Board of Visitors has memorialized the tiny three-room building. It's now a site for interpretation of the African-American experience on campus and the region. I'm Robbie Harris.